This podcast is brought to you by the Legarten Institute. I'm Sianne Hansen, Executive Director, and we hope you enjoy this conversation. Welcome to the Legarten Institute. It's a complete delight that we have Professor Stephen Trachtenberg here, a university professor of 30 years in the United States, and your knowledge is most welcome here. I wonder if I could start with just asking you what you think the current leadership challenges are to those running the U.S. universities.
Thank you. It's delightful to be here. My answer to this question, for 30 years, and never more true than now, is money. Universities are very expensive to run. They are labor intensive. We're trying to embrace and bring into the campus students from more and more socioeconomic and other kinds of disadvantaged backgrounds. They can't afford to pay the increasingly high tuitions. So paying for the operation of the university and making them accommodating to students of all socioeconomic groups has been and continues to be the premier challenge to university administrators.
And you have high fixed costs, don't you, in terms of staffing and the buildings, and that must be a strain as well.
Absolutely, and ambitions. So we want to have the state-of-the-art computers, and we want to run very expensive programs which are both capital-intensive and human resource-intensive, like engineering. You're competing with industry to get the best talent to come teach in the university, and then you must give those people the laboratories they need and the graduate students they need. And so everything has a price, and the prices are escalating all the time.
Yeah. And tell me a little bit more about what you see in terms of the return on the investment. When we met earlier, you were speaking about this, that particularly the demand from the parents, but also the students, is if they invest in their education, what's the return on their investment, i.e. will they get a job at the end? What's your reflection on that?
We have somehow, whether consciously again or unconsciously, introduced into the university consumer mentality, the notion that customers are, students are customers, and that the university is, in exchange for the tuition dollars and the sacrifices that parents are making on behalf of their children, we are going to arm them to deal with the world. And one of the big issues that we all have as adults is how to support ourselves. And can you pay back the loans that you've taken to get your education? And can you afford later to buy houses and cars and get married and lead economic lives? And therefore, should you be studying things which have an immediate or at least a long-term economic reward? And if that's the case, if the answer to that is yes, what is the future for the classics and for French literature and art history and things which have a less immediate apparent material value?
But still have the intellectual discipline that a workforce needs. And I think, again...
Yes, it's not all about skills after all. I mean, look, we want people who are going to be good citizens. We want and participate in the civitas of their life. You want people who are going to be members of a family. And know how to relate to spouses and loved ones and older relatives and to children. We want people who are going to have lives as well as jobs or companions to their jobs. And so we want somebody who can go out and look at the sky and see more than just little bright dots, and go to a concert and go to a museum and read a book online, offline. But so we actually have a litany of expectations of education, and they are not, I don't mean to trivialize employment at all, but it's not the only goal we seek to achieve.
I can see. And as a final question, perhaps you could give us your reflections on what does a future university look like in terms of perhaps it's a blended learning environment. I'm really thinking about technology.
Sure.
What does that look like?
Oh, I think that's the case. I think there's always going to be a place for a residential institution. The truth is, by 17, parents are ready to get rid of their youngsters, and youngsters need to go someplace else to fully mature and learn how to live with other people and respect other people's rights and to grow out of the selfishness of teenage years. So there's a place for universities, but residential, place-based universities. But the up to me, the four-year experience, which is what the BA degree takes conventionally in the United mm-hmm. States, would be reduced to three.
Right.
I would add a year of work experience to the three-year theoretical base mm-hmm. so that you had some response to the question about vocation at the same time that you continued to teach philosophy and music and art and the things which enhance people's lives and challenge them intellectually. I think technology has the ability to reduce some of our costs, although frankly, my own experience with it is it's not absolute, and it can be very expensive as well.
Right.
So it's not a magic bullet. The universities will have to tinker with it, and frankly, change in academia comes very slowly.
Right.
They are institutions that go back to medieval times, and in order to revolutionize them, you have to be careful not to damage them. And you have to be a little patient, because if you're patient, the status quo dies. People die. People retire. They leave. Younger people come in, and they bring innovation with them.
And a breath of fresh air.
Not the worst thing in the world, although I don't want to condemn my generation.
No.
I've got a couple of licks left in me. But inevitably, I think it has always been so.
Yeah.
It is not an accident that the generational struggles go on. They have gone on historically for a long time, or we wouldn't have needed a commandment that said, honor thy father and mother. So, and a lot of these things have been with us since the beginning of the species.
So it leads me to say thank you so much
you.
For joining us today.
Thank you. Pleasure's mine.
To hear more podcasts from the Legatum Institute, please visit our iTunes channel or website at www.li.com.